If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What? How are we going to do this with the time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire
me. My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of exorcism.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes. You're legends.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to DC on RMD, Supergirl Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're still listening from your desktop, take us mobile. You can find us on demand through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Just search DC on RMD and follow us, subscribe, whatever it is for that specific app. Leave us a review, give us love, you know, the usual. All right, so we are now into the penultimate episode of the season. And this is it. This is the big moment where everything has to wrap up, starting now.
Starting now.
Ooh, all right. We are going to be talking about Supergirl Season 4, Episode 21, Red Dawn. Supergirl and Red Daughter come head to head. Alex remembers and Lena finds a cure. Director this week was Alexis Ostrander. The story was written by Lindsay Sturman, teleplay by Gabriel Yanis and Eric Carrasco. So we're finally getting Red Daughter fight and stuff. And
was this a full episode for you guys? Like a lot of things?
Yes and no. There are things that I feel like they didn't do enough of. But at the same time, there was a lot of stuff that happened in this episode.
I was like, wow, I feel like you guys could have spread this out over a couple weeks here where we had some like shit.
Yeah.
Weeks there.
Boy. Yeah. They sure could have. We had a couple weak episodes before this and they could have easily written it in a way that spread it out, like you said. And now I have more questions too, because is Red Daughter gone?
That's never a good thing. Okay, you thought the same thing, right? With the end there, Nicole?
That was so like, that was like last 30 seconds. Oh, hey, here she is as a dead body. But is it?
Right? Like, did he just knock her out or?
Like, that's, you want to talk about rushed things? Let's talk about that. That just
Lex is the hero of the world. Hooray,
all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, we knew that was his ultimate plan. Someone's figured it out and said it.
How did we not hear about the attack though?
Yeah. It was like, oh, things are happening and suddenly it's on TV. And it's already done. How?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, it was like, oh, Lex could put one in an Alexa suit. Turn on your TV. Lex in Alexa suit. Oh.
Aha. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, there it is.
And I'm like, if this is the end of Red Daughter, I might be as upset as I was at Flashpoint.
Ooh, shit.
Right? Like, there's holy grails in comics that you just don't fuck with.
And you, like,
Flashpoint was one of them. Red Sun is like my Superman story. I love that story more than anything. And I was so disappointed when it was just like, all right, we have a fight. And then is she dead?
Yeah. And also, then what was the fucking point of Mikhail and the stalking that we just now learned about? And like, what was the point of,
I mean, we kind of knew about the stalking before.
Well, we kind of know that. Yeah. But like,
easily presumed.
What was the whole point of her trying to redeem her and also saving the kid?
Yeah. And they keep bringing up Mikhail, and we know he's alive. So I, everything in me feels like that can't be it for Red Daughter. It can't be. I feel like she's going to be alive, but now she's armed with the knowledge that Lex used her and manipulated her and betrayed her. And I think Kara is going to look into her having said the U.S. killed Mikhail. And she's going to track him down. Otis Graves is already dead, so he can't die for that. Or maybe he's knocked out. I don't know.
But I feel like
they'll rebuild them again.
Right. Yeah,
they can just rebuild them.
I feel like there's so much loose there that it can't be the end of Rent Daughter, right? Like,
and I think that's what that's where I run into this whole like being the second to last episode, that they could have done this spread out over the last month. And I think we all would have been happy with a slow play of everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they slow played everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they slow played this.
But I mean, and we had good interactions between Red Daughter and Kara. So not all of them were great, but I'm not a fan of the Russian spy trope when Kara was being held prisoner with kryptonite. And I don't know. I thought Kara in that scene was great. Her moment where she was just like, hey, you know that pain you're feeling? Yeah, you've only been feeling that for a short amount of time, but I've been dealing with kryptonite for 15 years, so.
Okay.
Surprise!
Can they build up a tolerance?
Totally.
Okay, I just wasn't sure. I was like, huh.
I think if it gets, like, injected in them, it's super bad. And I think if they're around it long enough, it will just, you know, weaken and weaken and weaken and weaken. But I think at the very, like, she absolutely could build up a tolerance to it, you know, at least to a point of being able to fight through the pain.
Uh-huh.
If it's not super long contact with it, you know, we're talking, she was probably in physical contact with it for, let's say an hour. Let's say she got knocked out for an hour.
I thought that was going to be another turn for her against Lex, like the Red Daughter. I mean, like, look, he didn't even tell you about this stuff to avoid or why to keep away from
it.
He
may have.
You think?
Yeah, because she knew it was hurting her, too.
Well, I thought she only knew because when she got closer. That was my assumption of the scene.
Well, she was holding it to bring it to Kara.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. but yeah, she came on a little strong with the Russian doll thing in that scene, I think.
Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be after seeing the preview?
It was weak for me. That scene was weak. I think she was probably feeling it, you know? She was in it, and it just, she may have gotten a little campy with it in a way that I didn't like, personally. I don't know. Nicole, how do you feel about it? I mean, yeah, she's sitting there with a gun, putting like a silencer on it or something, and she's like, I'm supposed to kill you, you know? Like, yeah.
It was a weaker moment.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we'd all rather just see them fight as superheroes instead of, you know, in their civilian clothes.
Totally. Like, okay, so that was whatever. Cool. Great. And then she goes to their childhood home, you know, and Eliza's there. And that was a stronger scene for sure. Short, but stronger.
Yes. Much.
And then the fight scene was amazing. That was super cool.
Did you like them putting the mask on Red Daughter so they didn't have to?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, they were definitely on a budget, so.
Well, like, it just makes it so much easier for the fight choreography, because
it
then
does, yeah.
Yeah, you're not doing double takes of everything and hoping, you know, having to manipulate it to line up. Well, and
that, and I was like, oh man, they probably don't have a second Melissa stunt double just sitting around for the duel scenes.
What do you mean?
Like, you think they have Melissa's stunt double there.
Right.
You know, and then they do the fight scenes. She has to stand in on either one side or the other.
Yeah.
You put a mask on one of them, you don't have to worry about trying to find somebody another that looks like her. Right, you just got to find a body type.
Uh-huh.
Because, like I said, I don't think they just have, like, a bullpen of Melissa stunt doubles sitting in there going, yeah, I'll take 3 and 4 today. Thank you.
But it just, I loved what they did with it as far as using slow-mo scenes to their benefit to really do some cool choreography and some cool, like, lift stuff. And, like, it was awesome.
I think some of the best of this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I think if it was anything less than that, we would have been disappointed, though, right? And been like, what am I?
We only got one episode left, and these two people have been set up all year, and this is what we got?
Yeah. I think it needed to be some of the strongest this year.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it was cool. It was well choreographed. That was a really awesome moment. And then whipping out new powers that we didn't even know she had, like super purple lightning powers of doom that like blew out the sun. Like, what the fuck was that?
That was one that confused us for a second. We're like, wait, suddenly it's nighttime? Did she, what?
That a part of her powers? What was that?
Like, how did you teach her that?
I'm so confused about that. It's cool, but
how?
I want to know how. Yeah, what is going on?
We're not a fan of monologues, but I need one
here. Yeah, exactly.
I am so confused right now.
I'm so confused. Someone explain
that.
Is it
going to come back? What did you do?
Yeah, right.
What happened?
Is the sun gone forever?
What in the fuck happened? The Death Star just shot something down.
God. And I kind of hope that next episode they'll talk about it, and Kara will be like, she has these powers. I don't know. But we'll see. And meanwhile, that's going on, you know, the same time Lex is saving the country and saving the world from Kasnia.
Was this a Lex enough plan for you?
I mean, yeah.
Nicole?
Yeah.
Just wanting to be the superhero was enough.
Yeah.
He's always believed that he should be that person that's in the limelight and getting the praise. He's the smartest. He's the most calculating. He's the one that should be looked at like a god, not Superman.
I don't know
Superman.
Why I just went to like Beauty and the Beast and Gaston.
Yeah.
You know. A little bit.
Less flexy, though.
Yeah.
Less flexy, more bald.
Yeah.
I was going to say more balls. I was like, what?
More balls.
And that too, sure.
10 times the balls. Double the balls, double the power.
I don't know if that's true. That's then been medically proven.
Ooh. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The one really great takeaway from all of this is that Alex freaking remembers Kara.
About damn time.
Oh boy. And honestly, I feel like it made sense. I was so concerned when Jean was like, we can't open up those pathways. She could go insane. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. We are not doing another season of this, guys. No. But then her having that dream and thinking it was kind of triggered by adoption and stuff like that, I think it's reasonable to expect that something like an adoption falling through when she has an adopted sister, that could be a little trigger. You know, a kind of like flicker in her mind of like thoughts that are related. Trauma does that to people. Upsetting things does that to people. Do that to people. That wasn't plural. Whatever. Anyway, so. And then seeing Kara, you know, pretty lifeless, getting the crap beaten out of her and then just like falling on the ground.
How would that make you? Oh, shit, I remember. Oh, fuck, she's dead.
I mean, watching someone die would be like someone get attacked and suddenly, you know, someone close to you.
Just after you get them back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not even just like after you get them back, but watching that happen to someone you're close with and thinking that they could possibly not make it through, thinking that they could die, that's traumatic. So. The adoption thing triggered a little bit of that, you know, kind of flicked that thought into her mind of hey, think about your adopted sister.
I'm glad
think about those memories. And then seeing Supergirl get the crap beaten out of her, it triggered, you know, like a full recollection of everything. And I'm so glad. I feel like that makes sense given the parameters that they set up. I feel like that's a reasonable way for Alex to remember. You know, being in those woods in a familiar place where she spent so much time with Kara growing up and then having a traumatic thing, you know, happen in front of her like that. I believe it, which is great.
Proper use of flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I was so, so happy to see the younger actresses back.
Yes.
I love them.
That was the other point I was going to make because like you're like, oh, and you forgot it wasn't that Maryville show or whatever it was, I think last season, you know, when they brought him in originally, yeah. And we're like, oh, those two are excellent. And it was like, oh, they brought him back. They're still good.
Just like him.
Yeah.
I believe that they are younger Kara and Alex. I mean, they really allow us to suspend our disbelief there. And like go, yeah, that's obviously the same person. They act like them. They look like them. Like it's beautiful. I really feel like that was a solid full circle situation here. The adoption thing was kind of annoying when we saw it, but it built up story between Kelly and Alex. And now, you know, it was the spark that lit the fire, basically, for her memories to come back.
If you were to go back and listen to last week, we're like, this fucking adoption thing was dumb.
It was pointless.
And now you're like, okay, cool.
I see what you did there.
See? We can play the internet, too. You suck.
If the dreams had started last episode, I would have felt better about it.
Yeah.
Because I would have felt like there was a connected point.
Yeah, like if they had ended... Or like maybe ended the episode or the last scene or whatever, and she starts having dreams.
The scene with Kelly where she's like, hey, an adoption falling through is a big deal. It's kind of a traumatic experience because, you know, there's a lot of emotion involved. It's very upsetting. It's very overwhelming. It is absolutely something to be feeling emotions about, and it can stir up other memories too and do things with your mind. So if that scene had played out, you know, towards the end of the episode, I absolutely would have been like, oh, damn. Yeah, there's a purpose.
Yeah.
So.
But that's okay.
Since we're closing out the season, Nicole, satisfying end to the remembering storyline?
Yeah, and pretty emotional. That actually surprised me. Like, her just seeing Kara there lifeless and just completely losing it and freaking out. Beautiful performance. Holy shit.
Kyler Lee, you beautiful bitch.
You are a wonderful woman.
I even like the effects of drawing the sunlight out of the plants. Like, it was very mystical.
Okay, so my first reaction was like, what kind of tangled ass shit is this? What kind of Rapunzel shit is this? But it was very cool, and the effects were done well. And I love when they take things about the supers and kind of bring in something new that makes sense, but that we wouldn't necessarily think of. But plants literally are like the embodiment of sun power. You know, they literally take in power from the sun. That's where they get like half of their nutrients from, you know.
And Kara turned into Captain Planet.
Yeah, it made sense. It was cool and weird and totally a tangled moment.
were you satisfied with the conclusion of the story?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was also waiting for that song to start. Right? Tangled. And at last I see the light. I can't sing. So
we're going to let you go until you stop.
Just, I mean, keep we both going just forever. Shut up. Like, RMD go, karaoke. That's our new show.
Yeah. When people start to sing, everybody shuts up. Come All on. Right.
I think the biggest thing, too, is watching it wrap up with a performance from one of them that's like that, that's emotional, that's it feels real and raw and deep. And like there's a serious connection there. You know, I want to say like you can't fake that, but that's literally their job is to fake that. And they fake it so well.
They faked it so well that I may or may not have actually teared up a little.
Yeah, man. It was so well done.
Yeah.
She's such a great actress. They both are, you know, when they get into those scenes.
And like I said, I think they answered the question we've had since they wiped her. How are we going to do this and are we going to be satisfied?
And they did it.
I think we're satisfied.
I think we are. And now it's going
to
be time.
Back to normal.
For Lena to find out.
Please.
For the love
Please,
of God.
Please, Cannon.
They've been talking about it. It has to happen. Please, for the love of God, let Lena find out.
Yeah, you're not going to get closer than saving the world together.
Yeah.
And at this point, I don't even give a shit if they're setting up the whole fucking drama of, why didn't you tell me for next season? I just want her to know at this point. I don't care how.
Honestly, I think this is the right time. She knows she's back on good terms with Lena as Supergirl. You're right. You're not going to get closer than saving the world together. Mm-hmm. Like that is, you're taking down her brother. She confided in you. And it's okay if at the end of it, you tell her, if Lex doesn't tell her first and you say, listen, I didn't want it to get in the way of us stopping Lex. That was priority number one. And I know you're going to be upset that I lied to you and that I haven't been forthcoming with you until now, but I hope that you can see that, that this is a huge secret and I trust you to share it with you. I've wanted to tell you for a while, but so here you are.
But yeah.
I can't take that back. So now I'm moving forward. You know, I saw how much being lied to made you feel betrayed. So here is my secret. Please, please enjoy.
Please enjoy. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
All right. Well, let's take a quick little break. And when we come back, we'll talk about all the less exciting stuff. I'm just kidding. Please stay listening.
Oh, geez.
You know, for a place that caters to aliens, they have some pretty good chicken wang.
How do you know that's chicken?
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
A woman has shot herself while using Snapchat.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Please tell me she's dead.
Jesus.
Hey, I second that. I second that.
No, if you're stupid enough to take a selfie with a gun that has live ammunition in it,
yes,
and it goes off, Darwinism.
Well, they took the gun filter away, so she had to use a real gun.
Foolishly playing with her uncle's 40 caliber pistol when she pulled the trigger and shot her cell phone.
Unfortunately, she's dead.
40 caliber is not a small rat.
Powell suffered.
What's going
last
on
week?
Over there? I'm just Snapchatting, Dad. I'm just Snapchatting.
Come on, Quantum Leap's on.
Quantum
Leap. I'm trying to find out Dr. Snapchat gets home. Please hurry up with the Snapchat, Debbie.
She came.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
All right, we are back for Snooze Fest 2019. Just kidding. The rest of everything that was going on in the episode, by comparison, on paper, it looks like it's less exciting. But there was a lot of stuff that happened. And I think the Dreamer Brainy storyline is
terrifying me.
Yes, that's so the scared. Proper word. I was upset because we've grown to love Brainy so much.
And they just literally brought him back to last season.
And I was like, oh my God, when they reset him. And I was like, no, don't do that. No, oh man, this guy's scary. Like, this is horror film scary for me for some reason.
He would sacrifice anyone. He can mentally hack things. He can, you know, see how things are going to play out probability wise. I mean, yeah. So, and watching this buildup of this romance, and I'm going to tell Dreamer I love her. And
it was so cute.
They get caught. I'm so bummed. I'm so, so bummed that they decided to rush in. He was being too emotional and he was just like, I'll do anything for you. Let's go in, and got caught like right away. You could see the disappointment in Jean's eyes as he looked out and saw them. He was like, you idiots.
You fucking idiots.
I can see you assholes. What are you doing? Yeah.
But man, oh man. I mean, okay, so writing wise, what a cool twist, right?
It is a good twist. We needed that twist.
I was not expecting it. Yeah. I would never have called it. I didn't even know it was possible for him to get reset and become more like, you know, the evil brainiacs. And him using Dreamer as bait and kind of like teasing her a little bit with like unlocking her cuffs and then like, no, I'm going to let them take you.
Yeah.
I need to tell you something. You're going to be bait. Bye.
God, we have to save him, right? Like there has to be a way to get that.
Please.
Reversed almost. I don't know, to bring out the more like organic side of him again.
I hope so. They've come such a far way. And honestly, I was so disappointed, but so like excited about the change.
The possibilities.
Yes, because it's such an interesting story of.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when you say Brainiac, don't think of any possible way of this being a good guy.
Yeah. Unless you're thinking of, you know, like the Legion.
Yeah. But you know, historically speaking, you know, 90% of the community will say that it's a Superman villain.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so when they did that and he starts tapping that, I was just like, fuck, this is horrifying.
Yeah. He's capable of
there's no
so
way
so much.
He continues down this road and ends up being like some kind of big bad all next year. Right?
Will we have to put out a distress call to Mon-El?
Come we'll back bring and him fix back, your right? friend.
Heyo. What's up? What's up? Come hang out with your fiance on set so we can see you on TV.
Huh. Totally cool with it.
could they play him off as like some kind of villain-ish person for next season?
Anti-hero a la Black Manchester, but like, or Manchester Black. But less like, I don't know, deliberately murderous against the people that he doesn't need to be. Maybe.
Do you think it'll be rushed? Either you think it'll be rushed if it's wrapped up by next week?
I don't know. It depends how they do it entirely. But I will feel a little let down if it's wrapped up next week. I feel like that's going to be a storyline that leads into next season.
It's like, oh, we control alt deleted them.
Yeah. I think this is such a strong story choice that if it doesn't lead into next season and become an ongoing thing, you know, that they have to try and figure out, then I that'll be a waste. Right? Like,
I liked what I saw from last week.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, dude, you were he was Neo on crack.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know.
And good for him and his performance for changing.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly.
Facial and just like movement wise. We thought he was robotic before in his fighting movements. Now it was just like, what the hell are they doing to this man?
He is cold steel. And honestly,
no dolphin makeup. Oh,
honestly,
that's not what you're going to say after Ant.
No. I 100% like, good for him. He did such a great job. I'm on board with him as an actor after watching him have his little freak out while he's getting zapped, you know, and he's struggling and he's just
that was done so well.
That was like a psychotic like computer break, and he did such a good job.
Even the effects, I love the resetting of the lights in his head.
Yeah,
and you're just like, oh what? Oh well, and now it was a cool just like effect overall. Again, I think the only complaint I could have is just I'm just heartbroken that a character that has come so far is now going to have to come back again. But I guess not from a sucky way.
Not from like a we hate the character way, but more of a, oh my God, there's something kind of villainous in him now. He's scary now. Yeah, he has to come back to who he was, or like at least halfway back. Like, come on.
Please.
But yeah, he has to come back in a different way. And I'm intrigued, I'm excited, I'm scared, I'm heartbroken. It's a great mix of feelings to be wrapped up in about this character.
And it's not something like if they cliffhanger this, I'm going to be mad about it coming next season.
it's not something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. I want this. I don't want this wrapped up next episode. I do want it to, because right now everyone's just kind of going, there's something wrong with Brainy, but they don't know what it is. And he obviously, like, he wants to and needs to help save the world, stop Lex, et cetera. So, and he's continuing on that path. So he's clearly not entirely evil. He's just cold about everything. Well, this makes the most sense. So screw your feelings. This is how we're doing it. He's just completely, like, cold. And so it's nice to see that he's not a villain. You know, it's not like that kind of switch,
uh-huh.
But he's handling it in a very uncaring way.
What we would expect, a calculating.
Yeah. So he's going to help stop Lex, and then, you know, something else might happen or something. And then everyone's going to go, well, we need to figure out what the hell's going on with Brainy. And next season it's going to become, you know, kind of a thing where they're like, what the hell? What's why?
And then bring back Mon-El.
Yeah, and Win. Bring them back for a visit. Please.
Yay.
Please. All right. So I will also say that the other cool bit of character development was with Agent Liberty, Ben Lockwood. I was a little surprised that he had any moments of softness to him. And that he was super not aware of anything involving Lex. He had no idea. He, like, watching him realize that he's just a pawn in someone else's game, and that no one cared about him. No one cared about his beliefs. They didn't believe in what he was preaching. They just needed someone to stir up division. How stupid. How like empty must that feel to him now?
Especially after realizing what all he has lost during this journey.
Yeah. Because he believed in this cause. He wanted to save the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And now?
Kind of got a little too lost in
now I don't have a goal. Wife.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a kid that hates me.
Yep.
And will for the rest of his life.
Is it funny when we're sitting there watching it and you're like, all three of us are probably sitting there going, we've seen this for weeks.
Yeah.
Like, how did you not know you were a pawn?
You didn't think it was a little too easy? Oh, you think this is easy? No, dude, your rise to power, you jackass. I don't think your job is easy. I don't think, like, wrangling people, convincing them to join a cause, etc., is easy. I think you got the position way too easily.
Yeah.
Come on, let's not mince words here.
The unemployed history teacher to right in the White House. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. Happens every day. Happened to me 3 times last week.
Oh, yeah. You just got offered jobs in the cabinet?
Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I got to do a radio show.
Yeah. Sorry. The other amazing moments that I wasn't expecting were with Lena and her mother. I was pleasantly surprised to see that all of that was going on. I had no idea that was going to happen in this episode. And I'm good with it. Like, there was a lot happened there. So she takes her mom, she takes a baby truth seeker to her so she can't tell a lie, poisons her. So she has no choice but to work on the cure, the extractor, if you will. And the moment where just the duality of this character where she's just like, oh, come on, you don't have to pretend you're worried about me, or like, don't tell me you're worried about me. And she's just like, of course I am. I love you. And instantly is like, oh, God damn it. There, you got me to say it. Like,
I think my favorite one was when she walks up with the, you know, the cure for the poison.
You didn't really poison me. Come on.
Yeah, you should take that.
You should drink it.
No, you should.
No, really.
And I think she was like impressed with Lena. After that, she was like, that's my girl. Don't bluff. Do the thing. Yeah, okay. Like, she wasn't even mad. She was just like,
I am so proud right now.
Baby girl, that's my daughter.
I thought you will.
Proudest mom.
Yeah. That was, but like all, she was only in a couple scenes, but they were solid. There was growth. There were revelations there. There was, you know, like it was good. It normally when a character's only in an episode for like a couple scenes and it's something like that, they're a plot device or they are filler.
Yeah.
They're there for one simple purpose, in and out, done. But I mean, this felt deeper. This felt like more. And I'm impressed with that. They even gave us the whole I love you thing, you know. Of course she loves Lena. She has a murderous way of showing it, but she does love Lena.
Yeah.
She's raised her as her own daughter for years, so yeah.
It was an unexpected use, but used well.
Yeah.
And appreciated. It wasn't, like you said, kind of forced in as a plot device. We could see her turning to her.
Yeah.
For these reasons.
Totally.
And to save Jimmy. I like how she called him Jimmy. I thought I was the only person that called him Jimmy.
Lex and their mom are the only two people that call him Jimmy. Because they're familiar mm-hmm. with him from
Superman.
Clark and Superman. Yeah. So, and it was always Jimmy Olsen, Superman's best bud. So, I think that that's a weird, but very appreciated little Easter egg of continuity there. That they know James, they know Jimmy from, you know, years earlier and his earlier years of photography and everything and being friends with Clark, you know, being around Superman, stuff like that, where he probably, as he's gotten older, has been like, no, it's James.
It's probably no different than me, myself, you know, where people like Bob or Bobby. It just matters how well you know me. And how long you've known me is what one do you use? Like, there's nobody in my family that calls me Bob.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been Bobby, you know, because that's what I was called until some teacher shortened my name at one time when I moved. And then it never got longer again until. So.
Yeah. Man, it's just. It was. It's a weird, like I said, a weird bit of very appreciated little continuity thing where, like, if you know Superman and Jimmy Olsen as a pair, as a duo from comics, then you understand why the Luthers, save for Lena, would call him Jimmy. And they almost do it with, like, malice. You know what I mean? Because they know that Clark calls him Jimmy, and it's probably because they're on best bud terms. But yeah, it's cool. So, what's not cool? What?
Oh, I was going to say, do they cure Liberty and Jimmy?
So I don't know.
Nicole, what do you think?
I'm not sure where they're going to go with it.
Cause they're just hopping them up on more doses and more doses.
Gotta keep shooting this shit up to stabilize myself.
Yeah.
And how much has Liberty taken by now? He stole that whole case, right?
Yeah. Seems like every time. I mean, we took it, what, two or three times during the episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Chances are they might. There's probably going to be a cure for Jimmy. And Liberty's going to die.
And then Alex adopts his son.
There you go. Done.
Yeah, but we've tried that with Ruby. I don't think Alex is going to take
what,
on.
What, that's not the go-to answer?
Yeah, right.
There's an orphan. Alex, what are you doing?
Alex, take it.
It's yours. It's not a lost puppy. I just can't take it.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, now we've got, Jimmy has had two doses of this serum. And he is temporarily stabilized. And I don't know. James wants to keep his powers. He totally does. But I think after the finale, I don't know if he's going to end up keeping them. They have the extractor. They know that it will work. I believe that Liberty will perish at the end of this. It's going to be one of two things. Liberty will die. He won't get the extractor. He will keep taking the serum and he will just like degenerate and just like, he'll die.
He becomes an old man.
Well, that's not what I was thinking, but yeah. or he will get the cure, the extractor, And he will have some new clarity on life thanks to realizing how much of a pawn he has been, and maybe try and make things better with his son. But I don't think that's going to be
the route to go. And then run off with the World Killers and their daughter.
Yeah, just run off into the sunset where all the other used up characters go.
where all the baddies go with their kids.
Yeah. But try and lead better lives.
Or something like that.
That just seems like a parody TV show. What happens when people want to be bad people, want to like retire.
Right.
Just like an old retirement community of
full of supervillains.
Yeah. That just can't do it anymore.
How they try to use their powers and like a little like of dust comes out. It's like, it's not what it used to be. Like
just enough to fuck with like a nursing staff.
Yeah.
But nothing like major.
Yeah.
I'd watch this show.
I would too. Hello, CW. Yeah. All right. So Benelli wants and needs.
I need Lena to find out.
Okay. All right. So Nicole, you're first.
There's our need.
Yeah. What other stuff are you thinking? What do you want? What do you need from the finale other than Lena finding out?
I want a badass fucking fight with Lex and Supergirl. Maybe a little bit of Lena. She can get in there. She'll find a way.
Yeah, she a bad bitch.
Yeah, she a bad bitch. She'll get up in there. And I want Red Daughter to actually be alive so we can actually finish that story out in a much better way than it seems to be right now. Like, I want more closure on that rather than just what we're getting. Yeah, those are the biggest things I can think of at the moment.
Well, Bob, I hope you have something else to add because that's basically it for me.
Yeah, I mean... That's you're right. I want the Red Daughter thing to be bigger than it was. I don't think there's any kind of fixing. I don't know what my expectation was, but I feel like, you know, stop bringing up the little kid if the little kid isn't going to be around.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that she's going to be back next week. I want to see James and Agent of Liberty go at it
again, or James and Liberty team up. Even if temporary.
You mean like fight like the Children of Liberty? Like, it's so weird
well,
here.
Fight Lex.
You want him to go at Lex. Okay. I'm just trying to think of because we have all these deputized, you know, Children of Liberty running around. So we have to close that out. I want to see Dreamer's reaction to Brainy after he rescues her.
I've got one more, too. I need all of that as well as... President Bitch Tits getting exposed.
Yes.
I don't know why that's his name, but I'm just very mad at him.
And put Wonder Woman back in power.
Yeah, man.
Yes, please.
Well, or someone different. Whatever. Hold an election.
bring in the next person that's going to be
that
corrupt.
That president needs to get exposed, and then that solves the deputized Children of Liberty problem. Because whoever comes into power after him...
Can shut it down.
Or at least, like the senators and the cabinet and stuff like that can go, we need to nix this. That's... Get out of here. But him and his advisors need to go. They need to get exposed and they need to take him out of the White House. That's the way you handle the Children of Liberty problem. Right there. One and done. I think I would love to see Haley promoted rather than just reassigned somewhere. I don't know if we need her to stay at the DEO, but a contact a little higher up, because we now have seen softer sides of her. She's grown so much as a character. When she got betrayed by, you know, having secrets kept from her in the government, when she devotes her life to it and follows orders like a good soldier, you know.
As you keep listening, I'm like, wow, this is going to be a lot.
Right? A lot to wrap up in an hour, peeps.
But I mean, and like, we don't need to really get into the Haley thing, you know, things could wrap up and it could be as simple as, you know, a quick shot of the Children of Liberty being, you know, like sent away, like, hey, get out of here. Give us your guns, blah, 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 like getting raided by the feds or something. And Haley walking in and
putting in a new president and having her get appointed.
Right. Done. And say, you know. Hey, it was have them say like, it was a pleasure working with you, Haley. You know, I really respect you, whatever, mushy stuff. And her being like, well, you know, I hope we'll still be working together in some capacity. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's easy. It's easy to wrap that up quickly and have us go, yeah, okay. But I feel like Haley might stick around for a while, but she deserves a promotion because she has a good head on her shoulders and she's not corrupt. So,
but major things, Lena finding out Red Daughter being bigger than it is and some badass fight scene.
Yeah.
Those are probably the main three things. Well, and Dreamer, I think.
Dreamer and Brainy. Yes.
Dreamer, Brainy, info, big Lex fight scene, more Red Daughter, and a Red Daughter turn on Lex.
I think
it's going to happen.
This is going to be a weird statement here. I don't think if you would have told me at the beginning of the year, the couple that I like the most out of all the CW would have been a trans superhero and a half machine, you know,
Machine dweeb.
Yes.
Half machine dolphin dweeb.
Yes. Like if you would have been like, you know,
from the future,
that new trans character and Brainy are going to be the couple of
the CW.
And you're going to be like, yeah, whatever. And now I'm looking at it going, no, I think they are the only couple I like in the CW.
Oh, man.
Same.
I don't know what's happening in Arrow and Flash right now, but I know like
it's still Iris and Barry
things.
And Felicity and Oliver. So.
Well, right. But like if things are going how I hear they're going on those shows, then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No wonder.
Confirmed.
Dreamer and Brainy are your favorites.
Because they seem more real than
right.
Bring
back
society.
Mon El. I want Supergirl to have her man back.
Please.
And then, because this show doesn't suck when it comes to romance, which is so weird. You would think that this show, Supergirl, the girl show, would be like crappy. You know what I mean? And like cheesy and weird when it comes to relationships and people getting together and their feelings for each other.
No, they're more real than the other shows.
They're more real.
Oh, the I don't want a kid.
Aren't
well,
annoying.
You don't want a kid and I want a kid. This ain't going to work out. Got to go.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that happens in real life, not... Well, maybe I can trick her or do something, change her mind, and we fight about it for years.
Yeah. And like, it's just, yeah, so whatever. Supergirl, just keep it up with the freaking relationships because you make me not hate them. I want characters to get together and have like solid love lives as opposed to being like, great, this is going to get in the way of everything.
I think what Supergirl has going for it, it hasn't fallen for the shippers yet.
Mm-mm.
So where they're just like, oh. You know, these two should be together.
Ooh, side note.
Uh-oh.
Thinking back on when we first got introduced to, well, not even introduced to Brainy, but when we heard about the casting and the inclusion of Brainy and his character notes for like the audition and the casting for him, it noted him as being a possible love interest. Did it ever specifically say for Supergirl, or did it just say a love interest?
I don't know. We'd have to go back and look at that one.
Because
I thought it said Supergirl.
It might have, but at the same time, you know, things change. But yeah, I'm glad
it didn't
end up being for Supergirl.
Yeah. He's like perfect for Dreamer. It's so adorable. So we need him back.
Yeah. All right. Any final thoughts before the finale? I think we kind of covered it, but...
I think this is one of the stronger episodes of the year for me.
I agree.
This is exactly what we needed.
Yeah, I don't feel so bad going into the finale.
Mm-mm.
No, I feel solid going into the finale, and I have clear expectations of what I think will happen, some questions about what will actually happen, and I'm looking forward to it. That's all that matters, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We're not dreading watching next week.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's end on that high note. That's going to wrap things up for today's DC on RMD Supergirl edition. You can always catch our past and future episodes while Bobby smacks the mic around on DCOnRMD.com, right?
Yeah.
And all of our social media has changed over for the most part. Twitter and Instagram are at DC on RMD. No underscores, no nonsense. Facebook will eventually change.
When they are convinced we're not Nazis.
Yeah. We're not. We're not.
We're not.
Just, we're not.
Just convincing them.
signing off from the not Nazi studio. All right. See you later, guys.
People want cuddles.